Frustration with the state legislature is loud and clear at a gathering of municipal leaders in Haines. And Skagway is without a magistrate judge. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. For the second time this summer, the Coast Guard conducted a search in Haines that was triggered by what appeared to be a false alarm. Petty Officer John Paul Rios said an emergency beacon distress signal initiated a search around noon Monday. A Coast Guard helicopter and boat responded. They were assisted by the Haines Harbormaster and a Good Samaritan vessel. Around 6 p.m., searchers located the beacon in what Rios described as a junkyard. He did not have more information about where the junkyard was located. The Coast Guard also found that the boat the beacon was registered with was safely stored at a dry dock in Wrangell. This isn't the first time this summer an emergency beacon prompted a fruitless Coast Guard search in Haines. In late July, a helicopter searched more than 5 hours for a distress signal that was never located. Rios says it's not uncommon for the beacons to be inadvertently triggered. Skagway Magistrate Susan Reed retired at the end of July. Since then, the court has been without a local judicial officer, and that position isn't set to be filled anytime soon. Court system officials say the long-term plan is for a magistrate judge in Haines to handle cases from both Upper Lynn Canal courts. In a time of shrinking budgets, the Alaska court system is looking at ways to save money while still serving rural courts. Haines was one of the first communities in Southeast to feel the effects of court budget cuts. When its longtime magistrate retired in 2016, the job was not filled right away. Now, Skagway is in the same position. Magistrates are judicial officers who preside over cases most common for small towns, like minor offenses and protective orders. Since Reed's resignation, Skagway hearings are being handled remotely by magistrates in Yakutat and Wrangell. Trevor Stevens is the presiding Superior Court judge for the 1st Judicial District, which includes Haines and Skagway. He says the futures of both courts are connected.
We'll be looking at putting a judicial officer likely in, I think, in Haines that would cover both Haines and Skagway.
Instead of replacing both magistrate positions, Stevens says the plan is to eventually hire a full-time or close to full-time magistrate in Haines who would remotely serve Skagway. The timeline of when that would happen is unclear. About 8 months ago, the court system found a short-term staffing fix for Haines in retired judge and local resident Lynn Asper. Asper is presiding over the Haines court part-time. Here's Stevens.
And he agreed to basically roll that over and continue for this current fiscal year. So that's continuing.
So, in the near future, Asper will continue in his role at the Haines Court. In Skagway, the court system is hiring for a part-time clerical position. The clerk will be the only Skagway-based staffer. Day-to-day judicial matters will be handled by magistrates out of Yakutat and Wrangell for now.
It's budget. We can't, given the case numbers, I don't know that we would get approval to put another magistrate judge in there, at least for the time being.
In fiscal year 2017, Haines had about twice as many district court case filings as Skagway. But Skagway did see a large increase in cases between 2016 and 2017. The number more than quadrupled from 25 in 2016 to 115 in 2017. The majority of cases were classified as minor offenses and misdemeanors. Clayton Jones provides administrative support for the 1st Judicial District. He held a community meeting in Skagway to talk about the court situation.
We learned that although Skagway is small in numbers, they let us know that Skagway is an important community in Southeast Alaska. they expressed concern about not having a local court presence and would like to see, at a minimum, a clerical presence in their community.
Jones will hold a similar meeting in Haines on August 29th. It's at 7 p.m. at the local court. He says he hopes to hear Haines residents' feedback on court services in this time of transition. Frustration with Alaska lawmakers was front and center at a gathering of local government officials from around the state last week. The Alaska Municipal League held its summer legislative conference in Haines. Mayors, managers, and city councilors met to discuss the most recent legislative session and to plan for the upcoming one. Much of the talk was focused on the state's budget uncertainty.
Lessons learned.
Kathy Wasserman is AML's executive director. In her opening remarks, she struck a note of irritation that resonated throughout the day.
When you're in front of the legislature, don't let them intimidate you with, you know, thank you for being alive, Mr. Legislator, and we're so happy you're here and whatever. That's fine. I mean, we need to be polite and whatever. But remember that you need to get answers from them. They work for us.
AML lobbies for the interests of local governments across Alaska. Wasserman said the legislature's failure to pass a sustainable budget is hurting municipalities. In June, the state legislature passed an 11th-hour budget that leans on billions of dollars in savings.
I don't tour the state bashing the legislature. I really don't.
That's Governor Bill Walker. He spoke at the conference and echoed Wasserman's concerns. Walker encouraged the mayors and city councilors to put more pressure on their representatives. He said, if you don't think they're doing a good job, run against them.
We got to end this spiral of drawing down on savings, and everybody's comfortable and safe, and everybody gets reelected.
Wasserman also called out what she sees as a trend in the state shifting financial responsibility onto local governments.
And unfunded mandates, that is getting bigger and bigger because we're getting cost shifts. Road maintenance, airport maintenance, public safety, all kinds of things that you didn't have to pay as much for, and now you have to pay much more. And the state will continue to shirk off some of those duties if they can.
An example of this is playing out right now in Haines. The Alaska State Troopers, under pressure of a downsized budget, cut Haines Trooper Post. That officer was the main law enforcement protection for a large part of the borough. Now the local assembly is trying to decide whether to pay for an expansion of the police department's jurisdiction. That would give more reliable service to areas in limbo after the trooper departure. Governor Walker told Haines Media that pulling the trooper isn't a long-term solution.
I still contend that we're going to look at ways of reestablishing that once we get our fiscal house in order to figure out how we can do that. So
he said that if Haines does expand police jurisdiction, it won't hurt the possibility of the trooper being reinstated.
I don't think that would be used against Haines, I'll put it that way. And because Haines is stepping up, taking care of themselves, I don't think that's going to be a negative. I just don't.
Haines' trooper situation is just one example of how the state budget issues place a burden on municipalities. In this case, there's no definite answer on whether the new arrangement is temporary or long-term.
We're probably a little gun-shy to take, you know, too many big steps.
That's Haines Mayor Jan Hill. She said municipalities can't make bold choices under the cloud of the state fiscal deficit.
We need to get the legislature to do their job and get us the budget that we need so we can do our job.
At the AML conference, Alaska mayors decided to form a committee with the specific intent of lobbying the legislature for a viable spending plan. Wasserman says, aside from that, AML's goals remain the same: to shield municipalities from harmful legislation and unfunded mandates. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also post news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas. You can reach us at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.